We want to praise the Lord that we can be here together this morning.
感謝主，我哋能夠喺今日呢度聚集。
And we're going to go over some passages.
我會同大家讀幾段嘅經文。
We will be show up on the screen.
喺熒光幕上面會顯示出嚟嘅。
So you don't need to turn your Bible.
所以你唔需要打開你嘅聖經。
And just to warn you, the first two verses we're going to show you is in very fine print.
但是警告大家，头嗰两段嘅经文，我哋睇嘅系字比较细。
This is not to test your eyesight.
唔系要考你嘅眼力。
I want you to focus on the word.
但系想你系集中喺神嘅话。
So let's look at this word first.
我哋读呢篇嘅经文。
It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
是在《傳道書》第三章第一至第四節。
There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build.A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀动有时，跳舞有时。
The book of Ecclesiastes talk a lot about the life experience that we have.
傳道書講及到我哋生命中好多嘅經歷。
You talk about there's a time for everything.
講到所有嘅事情都有一個時間。
You talk about a time to born, a time to die.
講到生有時，死有時。
A time to plant and a time to uproot.
有栽種嘅時候，亦都有拔出栽種所栽種嘅時候。
A time to kill and a time to heal.
有時間要殺，有時候要去醫治。
And it also talk about there is a time to weep, to laugh, to mourn, and to dance.
亦都講到有時候係要喊，有時係要笑，哀動，有時係跳舞。
This is a pretty good summary of what our life is.
呢個實在係我哋生命中一個好簡單嘅總結。
Isn't that true that there's appointed time for everything?
大家是不是同意在生命中每一件事都有一个定期的时候呢
?Last Saturday, I was holding a newborn baby.
上个星期六我是刚刚抱着一个刚刚生出来的 BB.
It's a 3 months old baby.
三个月大的啫。
And the parents treasure them so much.
那个 BB 的父母是非常之宝贵这个 BB.
So they took that digital camera, they say, okay, let me get a picture of you.
所以他们拿了他的相机是要影相。
And then you go, this is the 3,000 picture I've taken on my child.
他就说在这三个月我已经影了3,000张相为了这个 BB 缘故。
There's a time for joy, a time to laugh.
所以有这个笑的时候有这个欢喜的时候。
Well, last night at midnight,
但是昨晚深夜的时候
I received a phone call,From my brother in Hong Kong.
我从香港收到我弟弟哥哥个电话。
He told me that my mother had a stroke and she was admitted to the hospital.
佢话俾我听，我妈妈系中咗风，佢系入咗医院。
So there is a time to born, but there's also a time to uproot.
所以有生嘅时候，但系有栽种嘅时候，但系亦都有拔出所栽种嘅时候。
But thanks the Lord, my mom is doing better.
但是感谢主，我的妈妈现在好一点了。
But this is a summary of our life.
但是这个实在是我们生命中一个的总结。
It's talk about there's a season for everything.
这里讲到是所有的事物都有它定期的季节。
And what does that mean to be a season?
怎样为之有季节呢?
That means it will pass away.
意思就是讲这个 season, 这个季节是会过去的。
You cannot have summer all the time. Summer will pass away and winter will come.
不是时常都有夏天，因为夏天过去之后就会有冬天。
So talk about things come, things gone, our good feeling come, our good feelings gone.
所以讲及到的就是 事情来到亦都会过去，我哋嘅感觉嚟到亦都会过去。
About 35 years ago, I was in a car accident.
大约35年前，我系喺一个交通意外中。
I was not a believer at the time.
啊，嗰阵时我仲未信主。
I was driving in the snow, and that was the first snow I hit on the freeway.
咁喺雪中我揸车，咁嗰次落大雪系嗰个季节里面第一次落雪。
And then the car started to spin.
啊，咁我嘅车就开始系摇动。
So I slammed on the brake.
啊，我好大力咁踩嗰个brake.
Now.If you ever drive in the snow, that's the last thing you want to do is to slam on your brake.
如果大家是在雪中揸个车的话，你大家都知道，刹车是绝对不可以的，在雪里面揸车。
So the car went out of control and spin. I forgot how many times.
所以架车就失咗控，架车就系咁喺度转，我都唔记得咗转咗几多次啦。
And then it ended up in the middle of the ditch.
结果就喺一个坑里面就停咗落嚟。
And during that spin, I don't know how much time, maybe a split second.
咁喺架车转紧嘅时候，我都唔知大约几耐啦。我谂系大约一秒钟。
The whole scene of my life from when I was in kindergarten, in my grade school, college, with my family, all those pictures just like flash in front of my eyes.
喺嗰段时间里面，我就突然之间记得。我之前所發生的事情，由我幼稚園到我去大學，同埋我屋企人所有呢啲嘅圖片都喺我眼前係漂浮出嚟。
So it's just like what this said here. There's a time for everything.
就好似呢段經文咁樣講，所有事情都有佢嘅時間。
Now let's look at the next verse here, verse 9.
再睇下一段嘅聖經。
Now, only the first two slides there had the fine print. Otherwise. We have a lot of grace for you after this.
只是头那两段的经文是这么小的一节。
Okay. So verse 9 it said, What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God laid on man. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the heart of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning.
在第九節那裡講到，這樣看來，作事的人在他勞碌上有什麼益處呢？我見神叫世人勞苦，使他們在其中受經練。神造萬物，各按其時成為美好，又將永生原文作永遠，安置在世人心裡。然而神從始至終的作為，人不能參透。
So in this particular verse, the author actually bring out three very important points.
在这段的经文里面，作者是带出了三个重点出来。
So first he said, what does the worker gain from his toil?
第一点就是作事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
So he's talking about in all the labor we put in our lifetime, what is the purpose?
他讲及到在我们一生里面所担起来的担子，他对我们的益处是如何呢？
You know,Going through school, trying to get all the good grades, raising a family, trying to survive in our jobs. What is the purpose? What do we gain from this toil?
在我们学校里面很勤力要读书，要拿最好的成绩。在我们的屋企里面，我们要去养大我们的子女。在工作里面，我们要去做到最好。但所有的事情的意义是什么呢？
And the second thing,He talked about is, this is a burden. He used the word, I have seen the burden God has laid on man.
第二点就是讲到这个是一个劳苦，这个是一个神叫世人所担的劳苦。
If we're honest with ourselves, we can actually feel that life by itself, there's a burden.
如果我们对自己诚实的话，我们真的见到生命实在是一个劳苦，一个重担。
And then the third thing is also talk about is that,It is beautiful in its time.
第三点所讲及到的就是各按其时成为美好。
Yes, when a newborn child was born, it is beautiful.
大家都同意当一个新出来的 BB 出来的时候实在是一件美好的事情。
When you get married, it's a beautiful thing.
当你结婚的时候亦都是一件非常美好的时间。
When you're doing well in certain things, it is beautiful.
或者你在某一件事上做得很好，亦都是非常美好的事情。
When you came out from the doctor's office and he said, Everything check out fine. It's beautiful.
当你睇完医生嘅验身报告，话俾你听所有事情、所有嘅事都好好嘅时候，亦都系一件非常美好嘅事情。
But that it also said that it is beautiful in its time.
啊，但系呢度讲及到嘅系各按其时成为美好。
There is a sense of it's only temporary.
啊，呢度讲及到嘅啊呢啲美好嘅事情只系短暂嘅啫。
But here's the author actually told us this through all this.He has made everything beautiful in his time and also set eternity in the heart of man.
但是、作者是讲及到、神造万物各按其时成为美好，是将永生安置在世人心里。
God has placed eternity in every one of our hearts.
神是将永远这个观念放在我们每一个人心里面。
Now let's look at this other verse.
我们再读另外一节。
He said that man's fate is like that of animal. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless.
下面个节嗰度讲到，因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样。这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能强如兽，都是虚空。
Here's the word of God suggests that if you don't have eternity in your life,
在这里神的话告诉我们，如果在我们的生命里面没有永远，
You are no better than an animal.
你跟一只动物的命运一样。
You just come and gone, and you're just trying to survive.
你来到这个世上面、你要生存之后就要死去了。
Now I want to talk about what is eternal life.、
想跟大家交通一下永生是一件什么回事呢？
Now let's look at a verse called John chapter 3 verse 16.
我们请大家一起看下约翰福音三章第十六节。
Now it's a very familiar verse.
是一个大家都很熟悉的圣经经文。
He said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now this is a very important verse in the Bible.
这一节是一节非常之重要的圣经经文。
But many people misunderstand this verse about what the meaning of eternal life is.
但是很多人都对这个节所讲及到的永生有一个误解。
People think eternal life, they use common sense. They use the English dictionary to understand the word eternal.
大家、很多人就用一个、字典里面的解释来去、认识永生的意思。
They thought eternal life means a life that will last forever.
他们以为永生就是一个永远持续的生命。
But you remember that there are people, the Bible talks about that, who are in hell. They live forever too, but they're in hell.
但是大家知不知道圣经亦都讲及到那些人，有些人、是去到地狱的人，他们都是能够是活到永远。
So eternal life is not just talk about a time.
所以永生不是只是讲及到、这个永远这个时间。
The word eternity actually means it's an everlasting to the future.
永远这个意思是一个、持续到将来的永远。
And the word eternity also means everlasting to the past.
永远这个字也都是讲到是、持续到过去的这个永远。
So it's not talk about a life that is a created life, a fleshly life.、
所以讲及到的不是一个被造的生命，不是讲到这个肉体的生命。
It is talk about the life of God.
所讲及到的是神的生命。
It's the life of this creator.
就是这个创造者的生命。
An everlasting life.
一个永远的生命。
I want to tell you a joke.
我跟大家分享一个笑话。
I can see some of you start,、you start not connecting with me.
我见到大家好像不太明白我讲什么这样。
Now, this is a very difficult joke.
是一个很困难的笑话。
You have to almost use your calculator to figure this out.
我想你大家要用你嘅计数机去要明白我呢个笑话。
There was once a man came to God. Now this is a joke. It's not in the Bible.
呢个系个笑话嚟嘅，唔系圣经里面记载嘅，但系从前有一个人嚟到神嘅面前。
So he asked God. He said, "God, what is 10 million years to you?"
呢个人就问神：十亿年对你系咩有几长咧？
God said, "Oh, one day."
神就对佢讲：第一日啦。
He thought about, "Wow, this God is pretty great."
咁呢个人就谂呢个神都几好。
So then he came back to God. He said, "So God, what's $10 million to you?"
咁呢个人就回到神嘅面前就问。 咁十亿元对你系咩意思咧？
Then God said, "Oh, about a dollar."
咁神就同佢讲大约$1到啦。
So he had this thought now.
咁呢个人就有咁嘅思想。
So he come to God, say, "Hey God, how about can you borrow a quarter to me?"
咁呢个人就问神：可唔可以借25仙俾我咧？
And God said, "Sure, just a second."
咁呢个神就咁样回答：你等我一秒啦。
So this is how big God is.
呢个就系神如何嘅伟大。
But remember, God is everlasting.
但系请大家记住，神系永远嘅。
So we want to have a full understanding of eternal life.
所以我哋实在要完全嘅认识永生系一回咩回事。
So let's really understand what that is. Let's look at the definition from our Lord Jesus.
所以如果要有咁样嘅认识，我哋需要回到我哋嘅主耶稣嗰度去认识。
Okay, so let's turn to John chapter 17, verse 3.
我哋而家睇约翰福音第17章第3节。
He said, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
认识神独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。 这就是永生。
Now, this is how you can get eternal life, is you have to know the true God.
这里就讲及到我们怎样可以得到永生的方法，就是要认识真神。
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
和认识神所差来的耶稣基督。
Now, here's talk about know. Of the only true God.
呢度讲到要认识独一的真神。
In the language, in the original language, the word know is a very intimate relationship.
喺原文嗰度讲到认识呢个字系要一个好亲密嘅关系。
It is almost like a relationship between a husband and wife.
就好似一段同妻子同丈夫之间嘅关系一样。
It almost like father and son, mother and daughters, it's a very close relationship.
好似父亲同儿子，母亲同子女嗰种亲密嘅关系一样。
It's talk about you need to know who God is.
呢度讲到你要认识神系如何一位。
So this knowing is a relationship.
所以认识呢个意思系解一段嘅关系。
It is not to know of someone.
唔系好似要得到啲 认识一啲嘅知识或者一啲嘅资料一样。
So today, you can know of the CEO of Microsoft.
就好似今日你可以话我认识微软嗰个嘅主席一样。
Or you can know of a very famous movie star.
或者你可以话你认识一个好出名嘅演员。
But you may not know this person.
但系你同呢个人完全冇任何关系。
Because the only time you know this person is maybe if the child, a good friend of this person would really know this person.
因为你唯一能够话你认识呢个人，就系你能够成为佢一个朋友一样。
So to have eternal life, you have to know God, to have this relationship with God.
所以如果你要得到永生嘅话，你要认识神，要同呢位真神有呢个嘅亲密嘅关系。
So let me tell you about this true God, this only true God.
所以我愿意同大家分享呢一位真神。
You know, the disciple asked the Lord, about who God is?
大家記唔記得門徒問神，神係邊一位呢？
And he taught them how to pray.
主耶穌就教佢哋要點樣咁樣嘅禱告。
In Luke chapter 11, it said here.
喺路加福音第十一章呢度講到。
He said, this is how you should pray. Father, hallowed be your name.
这里耶稣就教门徒，你们祷告的时候要这样讲，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So I want you to just pay attention to the word Father.
想大家注意到父这个字。
The true God actually has the intent to be our Father.
这位真神实在愿意作我们每一个人的父。
You know, in the past, before Jesus Christ came,
大家知唔知道喺主耶稣嚟到呢个世上之前
，Nobody ever called God the Father.
冇一个人试过系叫神为佢嘅父。
God is also some mighty force that is somewhere so far away.
神就系嗰一位好伟大嗰个力量系好喺好遥远嘅。
Until Jesus came, he actually let us know that we can have a relationship of God just like our Father.
唯有直至主耶稣嚟到呢个地上，佢话俾我哋听，能够与呢位真神有呢个嘅父亲同儿子嘅关系。
You know, without a father, what would you be?
大家知唔知道，如果你冇父亲，你会成为咩咧
？You'll be an orphan.
你会成为一个孤儿。
But thanks God.
但系感谢神。
The Lord said He will never leave us as orphans.
神是应许过我们不会丢弃我们作孤儿。
What are the characters of an orphan?
一个孤儿的性格是如何呢？
They generally is very insecure.
相信他们通常都会是很没安全感的。
They usually very possessive.
他需要时常要拥有一些东西。
They're very possessive to material things.
要拥有一啲物质嘅嘢。
They're very possessive to relationship.
亦都要拥有一啲嘅关系。
They always want.
佢希望得到一啲嘢，得到一啲嘢。
They have no hope of what will happen tomorrow.
但系佢系没有明天嘅指望。
But this is the promise from God that He will be our Father.
但是神对我们应许就是说他会作我们的父亲。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 31,
在马太福音第六章第31节那里讲到，
He said, Do not worry, saying what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear.
那里讲到不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
God is an awesome God.
神实在一位非常伟大的神。
He know your need.
去认识你的需要。
Would you like to have a God, a father like this?
你想不想要一个好像这样的父亲呢？
Now we want to look at John chapter 3, verse 16.
我们再看回约翰福音第三章第十六节。
It talks that, for God so loved the world.
那里讲到神爱世人。
God is a God of love.
神是一个充满爱的神。
You know, in the whole Bible,
你知唔知喺整本圣经里面
？If you condense it into one word，
如果你将佢浓缩到一个字
，is love，
就系爱。
God is love，
神是爱。
Sometimes we have a wrong concept who God is。
有好多时我哋对神有一个误解。
We think God is someone very angry all the time。
我哋以为神系成日都系发怒嘅。
He's waiting to punish us。
佢哋神系时常想。惩罚我们的。
You know, in the idol type of concept,
就好像那些拜偶像那些人的观念一样。
That God is ready to punish you and turn you into a dog or a pig, you know, if you do anything wrong.
好像神在那些拜偶像的人就想到神是时常都要惩罚人。如果我们做错一些事，这个神就会将我们变成猪或者是狗。
So sometimes we come to God with a sense of fear.
所以有些时候我们来到神的面前充满了畏惧。
We have a sense of we have to appease him. We have to make offering. We have to do certain things to appease him.
我哋需要去满足呢个神，我哋要去献祭，去满足呢个神，讨好呢个神咁样。
But yes, God is a God we should reference, we should respect.
对神，我哋需要去尊敬。
But it's not a God we need to fear. He's our heavenly Father.
但却唔系一个我哋需要害怕嘅神，因为呢个神系我哋天上嘅父。
Here's talk about God's love. It's a one-way direction. He loved the world.
呢度讲到神嘅爱系单方面嘅，系神爱世人。
He talk about everyone in this world.
讲亦都讲到系世界上所有嘅人。
You know that include you and me.
世界上所有嘅人系。包括咗你同我。
Whether you're a good person or not as good a person，
无论你系一个好人或者冇咁好嘅人
，or even a bad person，
甚至你系一个坏人。
Even if you are a sinner， God still love you。
甚至如果你系一个罪人，神亦都爱你。
I want to make this very clear。
我想好同大家好清楚嘅讲解出嚟。
Yes， God is a good God。
对，神系一个好嘅神。
But God。It's not like a sugar daddy.
但是神不是一个成日派糖的父亲一样。
It's not just someone give blessing, 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 just like the concept of being like an idol. You just come and ask for blessing.
这个神不是只是说给不是那些你只是来到这个神面前去求福那个一个神这样。
Because God do allow bad things happen to his children.
因为神允许一些不幸的事情发生在他的儿女身上面。
There's a story in the Bible on the Apostle Paul.
在圣经里面记载了一个关于圣徒保罗的故事。
Now Paul is one of the dearest disciples of God.
保罗是一个神很亲爱的门徒。
And the Bible recorded that He had a sickness.
圣经记载了保罗有一个病。
And he described it as a thorn in the flesh.
保罗是形容是作为一个肉体上的一个刺。
So it caused a great suffering to him.
这个刺是令到保罗是很辛苦。
And three times the apostle Paul prayed to God and said, remove these thorns from me.
保罗有三次向神求将这个刺从他身上面挪开。
But the Lord said, No, I will not.
但神回应他我不会这样做。
But the Lord promised him, he said, that my grace is sufficient for you.
但神却是应许保罗我的恩典够你用。
He said, I will give you enough grace, sufficient grace, that you would have triumph.
神是应许保罗我会将恩典是赐给你。使你能够胜过这种病。
He said, I will give you my peace so you can rejoice in the worst of your suffering.
神说我会将我的平安赐给你使你可以在 病中可以欢喜过来。
He said that through all this, you will know how to care for other people.
神说藉着一切你能够去关心其他人。
He said, despite of your weakness,I'll make you a conqueror.
神话即使你有你的软弱，但是我要使你胜过这些软弱。
Are you in any difficult circumstances right now in your life?
在你的生命里面，你是不是在一些很困难的情况里面呢？
God is a God that will bring you through.
神能够将你带过这些的困难。
Because he said, My grace is sufficient for you.
因为他应许过我们我的恩典够你用。
An example is like you're trying to row a boat, you're trying to go across the river.
就好像一个例子你想是爬船要是爬过一条河。
And then there's a big rock gets stuck underneath. So even the more you row in life, you cannot pass through that difficulty.
但是在河中间有一块石无论你怎样去爬你都爬不过。
But the Lord said, I will not remove that rock.
但主就应许你 我唔会将呢嚿石挪开。
But I would raise up the water level.
但系我会将水系升高。
So you can pass through the difficult time.
使你能够系爬过呢嚿石。
So this is the true picture of a God that loves us.
呢一个就系呢个真神爱我哋嘅呢一幅图画。
But here we talk about that. There's two things we need to know before to have ever to have eternal life.
但喺呢度告诉我哋我哋要得到永生之前有两点我哋要认识到嘅。
One is we need to know who God is.
第一，我哋要认识神系边一位。
And also we need to know Jesus Christ, who God has sent.
第二，我哋要认识耶稣基督就系神差嚟嗰一位。
Now here it said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
在这里讲到神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So there's some translation it said that instead of he gave his only begotten son, he said he sent his only begotten son.
有些翻译是讲到是他神是差他独生的子来到这个地上。
Whoever believes will not perish, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the opposite of eternal life is a life that's perish.
永生的相对就是一个会灭亡的生命。
So what does the word perish mean?
灭亡是一个什么意思呢？
It's talk about it's death.
灭亡就是死的意思。
It's talk about physical death of our body.
是讲到我们肉身肉体的死。
It's talk about a death of our emotion.
也都我们讲到我们感情的死。
Your sorrow.
我们的悲哀。
You feel betrayed.
你感受到是被人背叛。
You feel disappointed.
你失望。
You feel hopeless.
你没盼望。
Death also refers to a spiritual death.
死也都是讲到我们属灵上面的死。
When we sang the hymn about eternity,
当我们去到永远的时候
the hymn we sang earlier about eternity,
当我们刚才唱那首关于永远的诗歌
there will be a point we have to face whether we will go into eternity with joy or with anguish.
有一点的时间我们 是需要一是进到永是带着欢喜快乐进到永远。
So we will be judged at one point whether we will have eternal life in heaven in joy or we will have eternal death in hell.
在这一点里面我们会被审判我们一是会进到带着欢喜快乐进到永远如果不是的话就会是带着死和悲哀是进到永远。
The Bible talks about that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们罪的工价乃是死。
The reason we perish is because we have sin in our life.
我们灭亡的原因是因为我们生命里面有罪。
We have the sin that we have committed, the sinful act.
我们有我们犯过的罪。
The Bible also talks about we have a sinful nature.
圣经也告诉我们有这个罪性。
So what is sin?
罪是一回什么事呢?
Now we want to look at what God's definition of what sin is.
我们愿意看看神对罪的意思是怎解。
Now we look at Matthew chapter 5.
我们看看马太福音第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 21 to 25.
第五章第21至第25节。
It said here, if you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murder will be subject to judgment.But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
在这里讲到你们听见有吩咐古人 的话说不可杀人又说凡杀人的难免受审判只是我告诉你们凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
So basically what God's saying is that when God examines our heart,
在这里神是告诉我们当神是睇我哋嘅心嘅时候
，God don't just look at your outside。
神唔系净系看外表
，God look at your inside, what you have committed。
神系看你心里面所犯嘅罪
，the sinful thoughts you have, God will look at this as a sin.
在你心里面所有得罪神的思想，神都是当是罪。
Now we also look at verse 27 to 28.
也都看看第27和第28节。
You talk about here that do not commit adultery, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
在这里讲到不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
So this is how God examined every one of us.
这里就讲到神是怎样去监察我们每一个人的心。
So what is sin?
所以罪是什么呢？
Greed.
就好似贪婪。
Lust.
情欲。
Anger.
恼怒。
Jealous.
是妒忌。
Gossip
是讲人坏话的。
Self-centered
自私。
The Bible also talks about disrespect to parents.
圣经亦都讲到违背父母的。
So how do we receive eternal life?
我们怎样可以得到永生呢？
We talk about that. We have to know who God is.
我们讲到要认识神。
And we have to know Jesus Christ, what he has done for us.
亦都要认识耶稣基督，基督同埋佢为我哋所作嘅。
When Christ came，
当基督嚟到呢个世界上嘅时候
，He died on the cross。
佢喺十字架上死。
He was crucified on the cross after 33 years。
佢喺十字架上面系33年之后，系佢33岁嘅时候喺十字架上面为我哋死。
So he came. He tell us who God is。
他来到这个世界上面，他告诉这个世界上面的人，神是哪一位。
He also tells us the God's nature and what God requires from us.
他也都告诉我们神的性情和神对我们的要求。
But there's no one person can fulfill the requirements of God.
但是在世上面没有人能够 是满足神的要求。
The Bible talks about there's no one righteous person on earth.
圣经告诉我们，世上没有义人，一个都没有。
So ultimately, Christ died on the cross to bear the penalty of our sin.
所以结果，基督是在十字架上面死，为着要是担当我们所有的罪。
When he died on the cross, the punishment of our sin he bore for us.
当他在十字架上死的时候，是为了担当我们的罪，我们的刑罚。
A person cannot be accepted to a righteous God if he has sin in his life.
一个犯过罪的人不能够被这个公义的神接受。
So if you want to have this ultimate relationship with God,
所以如果你愿意得到这个与神亲密的关系，
you need to have your sin forgiven.
你要需要得到你的罪的赦免。
And only then you will be acceptable to God.
唯有这样做，你才可以被神接受过来。
And this wonderful God can have this relationship with you.
然后这个美好的神就和你可以得到这个关系了。
Our Lord Jesus has once told us that.
主耶稣曾经这样告诉我们。
In John chapter 6 verse 35.
在约翰福音第六章第35节
He said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
他那里讲到，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So he's telling us that the purpose of life is not bread.
在这里告诉我们，生命的意义不是食物。
The purpose of life is not all the events, all the activities in our life.
生命的意义也都不是我们会经历到的一些活动，一些的节目。
The purpose of life is through Him, we can come to have a relationship with God.
生命的意义是要藉着耶稣使我们同神有这个亲密的关系。
And when we have this relationship with the only true God,
当我们和这位真神，独一的真神有这个关系的时候，
we will never go hungry.
我们就永远不饿。
will never be hunger of physical need or emotional need.
我哋肉体同埋我哋嘅情感上面永远都会不饿。
But more important, will never be thirsty.
更加重要嘅系我哋永远都不渴。
You will have peace and joy.
喺你心里面有平安有喜乐。
And you have the love of God in you.
神嘅爱亦都喺你心里面。
He said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never grow hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣这样说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的永必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So I want you to pay attention to two words. He said, he who comes to me.
请大家注意两个字。第一个字就是到我这里来的。
Comes to me.
是到我这里来的
and he who believes in me,
和信我的
so you have to come to the Lord Jesus,
所以你需要是来到耶稣面前
and believe that he is the Son of God and he died on the cross for your sin,
相信他是神的儿子为着你的罪在十字架上面为你死
so what is the purpose of life?
所以生命的意义是什么回事呢
Let's turn to 1 Peter verse 1Chapter 1.
请打去睇下彼得前书第一章。
He said, All men are like grass. All their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass wither and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stand forever.
在这里讲到凡有血气的尽都如草他的美荣都像草上的花草必枯干花必凋谢唯有主的道是永存的。
All the events in our life,
在我们生命所发生的一切事情
,all the activities in our life,
所有的活动
,he said it's like the glory of the flower.
他这里讲到是好像一些草上的花的荣美一样。
And one day it will come and go.
有一天它会过去。
And one day it will perish.
有一天它会枯干凋谢。
Because all these plants, all this grass is planted by the seed with flesh, with sin in it.
因为所有这些的草、所有花的种子都 是由罪而来的。
而生出来的。So we need to know that everything we do, there's a time and there's a season.
所以我们实在要认识到我们所做的每一件事情都有佢嘅时候，有佢嘅季节。
But God has a purpose that He created us.
但系神创造我哋有佢嘅目的。
He wants to love us.
佢要爱我哋。
He wants to care for us.
佢要关心我哋，去照顾我哋。
He wants to give everything He had into our life.
佢愿意将佢所有嘅系赐俾我哋。
His grace is sufficient for us for whatever difficulty circumstances we're in.
他的恩典是够我们用无论我们的处境是如何
But you need to have this relationship with God.
但是你需要跟神有这个关系
But only when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
要得到这个关系唯一的方法就是接受耶稣为你个人的救主
Because he died on the cross for your sin.
因为他在十字架上为着你的罪死
So you can come clean and be acceptable by God.
使你能够圣洁能够来到神的面前
So in the final I'd like to share another verse with you
在最后结束的时候愿意和大家分享另一段的经文
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28
马太福音第十一章第二十八节
He said Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息
All the things happen All the activities They have a time They have a season
所有的活动所有的节目都有它的时间也都有它的季节
They are like a burden
就好像一个重担一样
But the Lord said Come to me
但是主告诉我们来
Come to me and I will give you rest
来到我这里来我就使你得安息
So what does that mean to come to me?
来到我这里来是怎样呢
In the Bible, the Lord used this word come many times when he referred to bring the children to me, bring the child to me, come to me.
在圣经里面很多时耶稣叫人来叫人来是讲到叫很多小朋友来到小孩子来到我那里。
So today the Lord is also calling you, come to me.
今天主也都 是呼召你们来我这里。
Come to me like a child.
带着一个小朋友的心来到我这里。
To be honest with yourself.
要诚实的是来到我这里。
Know that you have a lot of need.
要诚实去承认你实在有很多的需要。
And be honest with yourself that you cannot help yourself.
也都去承认你不能够是帮到自己。
But more important, you need to have a childlike heart.
更加重要的是你要带着一个小朋友的心来到主耶稣面前。
A trusting heart.
是一个倚靠的心。
Just like a child come to the father and totally trust the father.
好像一个小朋友来到他父亲面前是完全的倚靠他父亲一样。
You know, a child who come to the father just the way they are.
大家都记得当你来到父亲的面前的时候你的心就是带着你这样的心来到你父亲面前。
He don't have to change himself, put cosmetic on, he just come the way he are.
你不需要怎样去装饰自己就是照他的本相是来到他父亲面前。
Today we come to God just the way we are as a sinner.
今天我们来到主耶稣面前是照我们的本相 是一个罪人来到主耶稣面前。
We come to God confessing we are a sinner.
我们来到神面前承认我们是罪人。
We need the work of Jesus Christ on the cross to cleanse our sin.
我们需要耶稣在十字架上所作的来去洁净我们的罪。
When I share the gospel with my father,
当我跟我爸爸传福音的时候，
There was he had some misunderstanding.
他有少少的误解。
He said, well, I can't come to God until I quit gambling. Or playing mahjong.
他告诉我听，我想如果要来到神面前，我需要去戒烟同埋去戒赌先。
Or he said, well, I can't really come to God. I worry about if I have to make offering.
咁佢亦都话如果嚟到神面前，我担心我要去奉献好多钱。
Or some people worry about coming to the Lord because, oh, that means they have to commit to go to church every week.
我亦都听过好多人讲，如果要系嚟到神面前，我就每一个星期日都要嚟到聚会。
No, the Lord didn't say you have to do all this before you come to me.
但系圣经却系冇咁样讲。如果你要来到神面前你要做晒呢啲嘢先。
He just say, come to me the way you are.
圣经就係话照你自己嘅本相来到主嘅面前。
Yes, we had, many dear brothers and sisters who had some bad habits. But after they come to the Lord, then later on, they drop those bad habits because the Lord is working in their life.
实在有好多嘅弟兄姊妹是有很多的坏习惯但是他来到照他们本相来到神面前当他们来到神面前之后神就在他们生命中改变他们。
So we need to just come to God and know that He's the eternal God and we need the blessing from Him not just in this lifetime but in eternity.
所以我们实在要来到神面前实在要认识到我们需要他的祝福不单只是今生的祝福更加是来世的祝福。
So we want to not to just focus so much in every day what you do this week or next week.
所以我们实在是要将我们眼光是放远来看不要只是看到我们今个礼拜和下个礼拜要做的事情。
So we need to focus on the big things.
我们要集中在这一幅更大的图画那里。
So we need to focus in God, what is purpose in our life.
我们要集中在神和神在我们生命中的目的。
Let me give you an example.
愿意我给一个例子大家。
If you're driving down the freeway,
你在高速公路中是赞车。
And you are driving at 60 miles per hour.
你是60时米咁样揸紧。
And but in your hand you have something very precious to you.
在你手上面是揸住一啲你好宝贵嘅嘢。
You have a photo album.
是一本相簿。
Of your life.
是呢本相簿是你一生里面所有嘅相系喺里面噶啦。
So you look at the pictures.
你打开嚟睇。
Those are the most beautiful things in your life.
是在你一生里面最美好的时光。
So you look at the picture, and then you forgot to look ahead, where you're going.
你看这些照片却是忘记了向前望。
And we know that's very dangerous.
大家都知道这样驾车是非常危险的。
So what the Lord means, want us to hold on to what's precious to us in this time.
所以主不愿意我们是找着今生美好的事。
But to look ahead. Of where the freeway is going.
却是愿意我们向前望，继续向前走。
If you have eternal life in your life,
如果你生命里面有永生,
you know you have a relationship with God as your heavenly Father.
你知道同神有这个天父的关系。
And you accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
你亦都接受耶稣为你个人的救主。
That He died on the cross to cleanse your sin.
相信他在十字架上为着你罪的缘故死。
You will have not just an eternal life to future past, future eternity.
你不单止得到永生，是到这个将来的永远。
But even right now, you will have this ultimate intimate relationship with God the Father.
甚至是现在你和神天父有这个亲密的关系。
He will love you.
他会爱你。
He will care for you.
他会照顾你。
He will provide for you.
他会供应。
But even in the worst situation you are,
即使你是在一个最差的情况之下,
whatever condition, circumstances, the most suffering you are,
无论你在什么困难的环境里面,
the Lord said, My grace is sufficient for you.
主是告诉我们，我的恩典够你用。
Would you like to have this relationship with God?
你愿不愿意和神有这个关系呢?
Would you open your heart?
你愿不愿意打开你的心呢?
Would you want to be blessed by this God?
你愿不愿意得到这个神的祝福呢?
And accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
而接受主耶稣为你的救主呢?
So to end off, I'd like to sing a hymn.
在结束的时候，愿意同大家唱一首诗歌。
It's hymn 628.
是诗歌第628首。
The title of this hymn is Just As I Am.
诗歌的主题是照我本相。
So just as you are right now.
照我本相是现在的本相。
You can come to God.
你就能够来到神面前。
And you have this intimate relationship with God.
你能够和神有这个亲密的关系。
We'll sing the first stanza twice.
我们会唱第一节两次。
And then after that, we'll have a calling.
唱完之后，我们会一个呼召。
We want to give a chance for those who want to accept Jesus as your Savior.
我愿意给那些愿意接受耶稣为你救主的人一个机会。
And we want to pray for you too.
我们亦都愿意为你祈祷。
Let us bow our head and close our eyes.
低头，闭开我们的眼睛。
So I'd like to give this chance for those who like to come to God and accept the work of Jesus Christ on the cross for you.
愿意给那些愿意来到神面前去接受主耶稣在十字架所做的事情那些人的一个机会。
All you need is to confess that you are a sinner.
你只需要向神承认你是一个罪人。
And Christ died on the cross to cleanse your sin.
相信基督在十字架上为你死，洁净你的罪。
And God, the Heavenly Father, will accept you.
天父，独一的真神就会接受你。
And His grace would bless you.
他的恩典会祝福你。
So if any one of you like to have this relationship with God,
喺呢度，如果你愿意与呢位真神有呢个关系
，to know God in this intimate relationship，
系认识神喺呢个亲密嘅关系里面
，He want to bless you，
佢愿意系祝福你
，Whether this is your first time here，
无论你今次系咪你第一次嚟到
，Or you've been coming，
定系你之前已经嚟过
，We just want you to have this faith，
我实在希望你有呢个信心。
And the Lord will bless you.
神就会祝福你。
It is a simple faith, just like a child.
是一个简单,好像小朋友的信心一样。
And you have this eternal life.
你就会得到这个永生。
So, raise your hand if you have this desire. You want to have Jesus Christ as your Savior.
请你举手,如果你愿意请主耶稣入你的心。
I'd like you to raise your hand at this time.
请你现在举起你的手。
Praise the Lord.
感謝主.
Praise the Lord. Any more?
還有沒有呢?
Can you raise it up? Let me take.
Thank you. 可不可以再舉一次呢? 舉高一點呢?
Praise the Lord. You can put it down.
你可以放下你的手了。
Anyone else?
還有沒有呢?
It's God's promise that His grace is sufficient for whatever difficulty you're in.
这是神的应许,祂的恩典够你用, 无论你在一些什么困难的环境里面,
whether you have family problem,
或者你家庭里面有问题,
you feel betrayed,
你感受到被背叛,
you always in anger,
或者你时常都是发怒,
disappointment,
很失望,
the Lord can help you.
主能够帮到你,
so I'd like to ask one last time,
愿意再问最后一次,
would you raise your hand because the Lord, God want to help you?
请你举手,因为主愿意帮你。
Do we have any more people like to accept the Lord?
还有没有人愿意接受主耶稣呢?
It's just a simple act of faith.
是很简单一个信心的行动。
But it's the most important thing, it will change your life.
但是是你一生里面最重要的一个决定,因为它能够改变你一生。
I'd like to ask one more time.
愿意再问最后一次。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord, we just want to give thanks to you.
主,感谢你。
That you died on the cross for people, sinners like us.
你在十字架上为我们这一班罪人死。
And through this, we could have eternal life to being loved by the Father.
藉着你的死,我们能够得到永生, 亦都得到神对我们的爱。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你对我们的话语。
We ask that you will continue to speak to every one of us in our heart.
求你继续向我们每一个人的心说话。
So that we will truly have this relationship with you.
使我们真真正正的能够同你有这个关系。
We thank you for those who have accepted you as Savior today.
为着那些今天愿意接受你为救主的人献上感谢。
We pray that you will be with them throughout the rest of their life.
求主与他们同在,是在一生之久。
And you will bless them in every circumstances.
在所有的环境里面祝福他们。
And also your grace will be sufficient for them.
亦都使你的恩典是够他们用。
We also pray for those who had heard the good news.
亦都为着那些听到福音的人。
We pray that this word will continue to grow.
求你使你刚才听到的话在他心里面继续成长。
And one day it will grow into eternal life.
使他们一日这些种子能够成长到永远。
So once again we thank you for this time.
再一次感谢你为了这段时间。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.